The outermost resembled pawns, the next knights, and the inner elephants. The crypt of the Dominator was surrounded by men who had given their lives to bring him down. Ghosts were the middle line between old evil and a world capable of recalling it. Bowmans anticipated no difficulty getting past them. The ghosts were there, in his opinion, to discourage common grave robbers. Within the three rectangles, Bowmans had drawn a dragon with its tail in its mouth. Legend said a great dragon lay curled round the crypt, more alive than the lady or dominator, catnapping the centuries away while awaiting an attempt to recall the trapped evil. Bowmans had no way of coping with the dragon, but he had no need either. He meant to communicate with the crypt, not to open it. Damn! If he could only lay hands on an old guardsman's amulet. The early guards had worn amulets which had allowed them to go into the Barrowland to keep it up. The amulets still existed, though they were no longer used. Bisand wore one. The others he kept squirreled away. Bisand. That madman. That sadist. Bowmans considered the monitor his closest acquaintance, but a friend. Never. No, never a friend. Sad commentary on his life that the man nearest him would be one who would jump at a chance to torture or hang him. What was that about retirement? Someone outside this forsaken forest had recalled the Barrowland. "Bowmans, are you going to eat?" Bowmans muttered imprecations and rolled his chart. The dream came that night. Something sirenic called him. He was young again, single, strolling the lane that passed his house. A woman waved. Who was she? He didn't know. He didn't care. He loved her. Laughing, he ran toward her. Floating steps. Effort took him no nearer. Her face saddened. She faded. "Don't go," he called. "Please." But she disappeared and took with her his son. A vast starless night devoured his dream. He floated in a clearing within a forest, unseen. Slowly, slowly, a diffuse silver something limned the trees. A big star with a long silver mane. He watched it grow till its tail spanned the sky. Twinge of uncertainty. Shadow of fear. "It's coming right at me." He cringed, threw his arm across his face. The silver ball filled the sky. It had a face. The woman's face. "Bo, stop it!" Jasmine punched him again. He sat up. "Huh? What?" "You were yelling. That nightmare again." He listened to his heart hammer. Sighed. Could it take much more? He was an old man. "The same one." It recurred at unpredictable intervals. It was stronger this time. "Maybe you ought to see a dream doctor." "Out here," he snorted disgustedly, "I don't need a dream doctor anyway." "No, probably just your conscience, nagging you for luring Stancil back from Orr." "I didn't lure—" "Go to sleep." To his amazement, she rolled over, for once unwilling to pursue their squabble. He stared into the darkness. It had been so much clearer. Almost too crisp and obvious. Was there a meaning hidden behind the dream's warning against tampering? Slowly, slowly, the mood of the beginning of the dream returned.